Can we clap our hands unto the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you clap him like you're glad to be in the house of the Lord? Yeah, yes, yes, yes. How many was glad when they said unto you, it's time to go to church? Said it's church time, it's church time. Hallelujah, feels good in the house of the Lord on a Thursday night. And I just feel like giving the devil a black eye. And I said, we might as well just give him two, because look, we're in the house of God. I said, look where we are. Look where we are, this close to the coming of the Lord. This close to the coming of the Lord. And we find ourselves in the house of God, lifting up the name of the Lord. Would you say amen?
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for my place. Thank you so much, Pastor Crosswhite, for this invitation, just having us hang around. I told him from the beginning, he treating us so well, it's going to be hard for him to get rid of us. And we are just having a time. We're just having a time, and we're just excited to see what God is going to continue to do in our midst. How many just came expecting God to do something in your life? I said, how many came expecting God to do something? Not just coming to take mark time, just to take up place. But I'm coming to have an encounter with God. Have an encounter with God. Would you go with me in your Bibles? Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28 and verse 1. Acts 28 and verse 1. We're praying that Brother Isaac will have a speedy recovery. I know that's on Pastor's heart, Pastor's mind, and he's been all day dealing with his family. So we're just praying that Brother Neil and the others would have a speedy recovery, that God would work in our midst. Acts chapter 28, we miss First Lady. I don't think she's here, but we miss her. Even in her absence, we give her honor. Thank you for all her hospitality and everything. Acts chapter 28, if you got it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, say wait on me. Hurry up. Hurry up. Acts chapter 28, in verse number 1, it says, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. The barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire, received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Verse 5, pay attention here, a very shift in the scripture here. And it says, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he had should have swollen, fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. We read in here in this text, Paul kindled a fire, but gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire. There came out a viper out of the hand, out of the heat, fastened on his hand. But verse 5, he says, he just shakes the beast off into the fire. And he felt no harm. Everybody looked at him and said, hey, how in the world can he make it out of this? There's no way he can make it out of this situation. But here he is. He said, wait a minute, I know the God that is still a healer. I'm not here by accident. I'm not here just happenstance. But no, God is still on my side. Shakes the beast off into the fire and felt no harm. I'm going to preach on this subject. Church family, help me get this word out, because I feel like God wants to talk to somebody. I'm going to preach on this simple topic. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. If you're shaking off the devil's hands on your life, would you lift up holy hands all over this place? Oh God, we thank you for bringing us again to your house once again. We thank you, Jesus. Before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, started us on our way, giving us another day to praise you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Now, God, we're asking you now, throw your weight around in this place. Heal, save, deliver, set free, God. Break the bondage of sin, yokes of addictions off of your people here. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Would the church say amen? Would you say amen once again? Come on, church family. We'll put those hands together for the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm talking about your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's deserving of our highest praise. Come on, church family. Give them the fruit of your lips here tonight. Give them the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would somebody shout hallelujah? Shout hallelujah once again. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, saints and friends, want to tell us that we have an adversary that we call the devil that is in the Bible. Let's just read it. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, just a key word there, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He walks about and tries to see who he can prey on, who he can try to take advantage of. But I want to declare today to tell somebody that there is still power in the name Jesus. I said there's still power in the name Jesus. So when you feel his clammy claws getting all over you, you can just say in Jesus' name. And demons still have to tremble at the name Jesus. I said demons still have to tremble at the name Jesus. A lot of times he'll like to bring up things and try to remind us of our past mistakes and remind us of all things that we were not proud of. And he'll try to bring things up to try to bog us down and say, you might as well just go to church, but don't do nothing, because you know good and well you don't have no reason to praise. You don't have no need to worship. You messed up too many times. And I just want to pause and tell somebody the devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. God is still faithful. I said he's still faithful and just to forgive us. Yes, he is. Here he'll try his best to get us off track. And as we start to draw nigh to God, and we'll come out of a powerful Sunday night service, and here we are, we got to still deal with our flesh. And we wake up on Monday morning, and all of a sudden the devil, he'll try to tell us all kind of things like, oh, man, you didn't feel nothing. Like, you didn't feel nothing. All that was all fake. And he'll bog us down all day, and then Tuesday rolls around, and Wednesday, and then we come into the house of God on a Thursday. And they'll say, hey, just mark time just to get away, and then we can thank God for Friday. But before we get to Friday, I wonder, is there anybody that can thank God for Thursday? I said he still woke me up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. He says, the Bible still says, let everything that hath breath, and as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be praising. As long as I'm breathing, I'm still going to lift up the name of the Lord. Said the devil, try to get us off course. And I'm just coming here to tell somebody here to refocus us and tell us the devil still has no power. He still has no power than that we can give him. He still, it says in Luke 10:17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The reason why I read that here tonight is because when the devil wants to bring up your past mistakes, when he wants to bring up your past sins, you remind him of this verse here, that he had a place in heaven and he tried to be like the Most High. He tried to take the place of God. And I told us Sunday night that God will not take second place to no one. I said he will not take second place to no one. And the devil thought that he could be like God. And God said, no, you cannot be like me. And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall. That means, translated, that he kicked the devil out of heaven. He kicked him out of heaven and into hell. And when he brings up your past mistakes, you want to let him know, hey, you had a chance and you messed up your chance. But I still have a chance. I still have a chance to make heaven my home. You messed up your chance. But I have my chance still. Says the word of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 2:11, says, lest Satan should get an advantage over of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I said, we are not ignorant of his devices, church. If there's ever a time for us to have good church, if there's ever a time for us to come into the house of the Lord and say, I mean business. I've come to worship the name of the Lord. I've come to put my all into a service. It is time now. I said, it's now is the time. Because we're not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant of what he'll tell us. We're not ignorant of the things that we'll say, that he'll say to us to try to get us down and say, hey, you're still messing up. You still fall by the wayside every now and then. And I gotta tell somebody here, lean in here, God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for consecration. I said, he's not looking for perfection. He's looking for consecration. He's looking for somebody to say, God, I will sell out, God. I'll give you my whole life. God, I give you my whole life. God, I give you everything, because in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So God, I've got to depend on you. See, that's the reason why we need the Holy Ghost. I said, that's the reason why we need the Holy Ghost. Because in our flesh, there is no good thing. In our flesh, we will keep falling again and again and again and again, because we don't have the power over sin. But that's why you need to take on God's nature. That's why you need to let God wash you. Yeah, that's why if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Yeah. That's why we still got to repent of our sins. I said, that's why we still got to fall into an altar and repent of our sins. Because yes, a just man falleth 7 times, but he riseth back up again. You know how I can rise back up again? Because I still know God is on my side. I said, I still know God is on my side. And yes, I may have failed, but I'm not going to stay down. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I am still more than a conqueror. Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is, how can we say he's just? A lot of times we look at him, we say, hey man, he keeps falling 7 times. He keeps falling time and time again. How can we say he's just? The Bible, you know how we can say he's just? Because he keeps on getting back up. That's why.
That's why. Because the devil will tell you, hey, you might as well just stay down. You might as well just give up. You might as well just lay down and let the backstroke in sin. But no. Somebody ought to go into an altar and say, God, I still know you're out there. God, forgive me of my sins. I still have an advocate with the Father. I can still fall into a ground. I can still fall into the altar and say, God, forgive me of all of my sins. Yeah, it's time for somebody to get back up. It's time for somebody to tell the devil, you thought you had me, but I walked into a Thursday night service. I walked into a Thursday night service and somebody spoke life into my situation and said, it's not over. Rejoice not against me, oh my enemy, because when I fall, I shall arise. See, some of y'all, the devil done took your shall from you. The devil done took your shall from you. Because you say, oh yeah, I'm going to fall. But when you say shall, that's not might. That's not maybe. That's not I hope so. No, I shall arise. Devil, I don't care what you throw my way. I don't care what you throw my, I don't care. I'm still going to find myself in the house of God. I'm still going to find myself in the will. I'm still going to find myself at church. It doesn't matter what you throw my way. If I got to claw my way back into the house, I'm going to claw, if I got to crawl in, I'm still going to be in the house of God. I shall arise. I shall arise. I shall arise. Jesus told Simon Peter, said, when thou art converted. I kind of touched this last week. When thou art converted. After he told him that he would be sifted and all that. See, here is the thing. Sometimes the devil will take your win from you. That's W-I-N. And W-H-E-N. You can say, devil, you can throw your best shot at me, but I'm going to get back up. I'm going to keep on fighting. It's not over yet. It's not over. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to still keep winning with God. I'm still going to keep on winning. And when thou art converted, you ought to strengthen your brother to say, hey, sis, I made it out. I made it on the other side of my trial. I made it on the other side of this. And I know if I can make it, sure can you. You can make it out too. Yeah. We read in our text here, talking about how the devil thought he had us, but we got away. We read in our text about a man named Paul. When Paul finally, when he comes to the forefront of the story, it doesn't start off so positive. Paul here was a man named Saul who persecuted the church, hated the people of God, was walking around in the streets, looking for Christians at that time, killing them and doing bad things to them. But then God got his attention. God got his attention rolling down the road of Damascus one day. And he said, hey, boy, you think you running things, but I'm going to show you, you not running nothing. I'm going to show you who's really in control. Ah, church family, can I tell us something here? Don't you wait. Don't wait till God has to get your attention. Get God's attention before he has to get yours. I said, you need to get God's attention before he has to get yours, because he can get your attention and he can focus in on you and let you know, hey, boy, I'm in control here. Hey, sis, I'm in control. I really run things. And here it is. That's what happened to Saul. Took him off his beast and put him down on his back, blinded him for a couple of days. Said, hey, you need to go talk to Ananias. You need to be baptized. You need to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And everybody at that time would have said, wait a minute. There is no way that man can be saved. The man that persecuted Christians, the man that did everything anti-God, the man that did everything, all of a sudden, now God, you save him? Yeah. You know how miraculous that was? It's because that's what God did for us. I said, that's what God did for us. In our flesh, there was no good. We was all born in sin and shaping iniquity. And I'm so glad God took enough, had enough grace and mercy for each and every one of us here to say, hey, God, I need you. God, is there space for me? He said, yes. Let's all, Paul, that changed his name there. Paul, all of a sudden now, is on the right side of things. On the right side, evangelizing Asia, evangelizing things. And here he is, goes through a series of trials. I don't have time to go through everything here. But here it is. See, at the end of it here, he has to go to Rome. He has to go, but he has to go by ship. And he tells the sailors, he said, hey, are you going? But I got to warn you of something. This is the worst time to sail. This is the worst time to sail, winter time. And the experienced sailors look at him and say, hey, who are you? What are you? Are you a sailor? Paul has to tell him, no, I'm just a tent maker. He said, what do you know about the sea? You don't know nothing. And here it is. He said, well, I just know it might not be the best time to sail. Should we wait? And they say, no, let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead. I point that out, churches, because a lot of times we're witnessing, we're talking to people. They say, oh, man of God, I know pastors heard this several times. Oh, I'm good right now. I don't need God right now. This is the best I've ever lived. Oh, all that stuff. I don't believe all that church stuff. And they go on and they say, we try to warn them and say, hey, God is coming back for a bride that have made herself ready. God is coming back for a church that means business. God has come and is coming back for a church that has made herself ready. Yeah, I said God is still going to split the eastern sky, church. Let's don't get our eye off the ball and think, oh no, God, he still will come as a thief in the night. That is still what we're doing this for. We're not the ones that beat it by the air, but no, we're running that we may obtain an incorruptible crown. Yes, we're still heaven to gain. I said heaven is still beautiful and hell is still hot. I said heaven is still beautiful and hell is still hot. Here it is. Say, we're going to go ahead and sail. They set sail. And what the Bible says, the wind blew softly. For many days, wind blew softly. As to say, them sailors looked at Paul, I can imagine, and they say, ha, look at your preacher, look at your tent maker. I told you everything was going to be all right. I told you. Preacher, I told you, I'm good. Preacher, I'm good. I got life by the horns right now. Life is okay. I'm doing really good. Life is okay. They looked at him while the wind blew softly. And all of a sudden, the storms came. All of a sudden, the storm came. Church family, can I tell us? There's going to be a storm in your life one day. I said, there's going to be a storm in your life one day. And when that storm comes, you're going to need an anchor. I said, you're going to need an anchor. And you better hope your soul is anchored in Jesus. I said, you better hope your soul is anchored in Jesus, because the storm can get really wild. The winds can get really hard. The rain can come down really hard and scare us all. And I'm so glad that I got an anchor that is Christ Jesus. I'm anchored. My soul has been anchored. And if your soul isn't anchored, tonight's a good night for it to get anchored. I said, it's a good night to check your anchor. Says, all of a sudden a storm arose, and the storm was so bad they named it Euroclydon, a satanic name. They said, this storm has come from hell, a typhoon. It said, man, this is the storm that's going to take us out. This is the worst storm we've ever been in. They named it Euroclydon. satanic name. Says everybody's scared. Everybody now. Now they're looking at the preacher. Now they're looking at this tent maker. Now everybody's scared. Say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on? Throwing everything overboard, a lightning ship. Here it is. Here it is. All of a sudden, an angel appears to Paul and said, hey, Paul, be encouraged. Be encouraged. You, since you're on this boat, everybody's going to make it. I said, since you're on this boat, everybody's going to make it. Church family, hear me. Lean in here. A lot of us are praying for family members. A lot of us are praying for our community. A lot of us are praying for unsaved friends, unsaved relatives. And I want to tell us something. You got to make sure you're in the boat. I said, you got to make sure your calling and election is sure. I said, what if the day that they come in and you're not here? I said, what would happen? God forbid the day that you've been praying for them and you've been fasting for them and believing God for, and you're not here. You got to stay in the ship. I said, you got to stay in the boat. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on being faithful. You got to keep on doing the right thing. You got to keep on. They said, Paul, it's going to be all right. I know everybody's scared right now. I know everybody's nervous. I know everybody's scared. But he said, Paul, it's going to be all right. Paul, it's going to be all right. Because my hand is on you, Paul. My hand is on you. And you, I got the will of God is on you. You got to get to Rome. You got to appeal before Caesar. You got to do the will of God. So, Paul, it's going to be all right. And I can imagine next day after Paul having that encounter with God, walks out smiling and telling everybody, praise the Lord. It's a good morning. It's a good day to praise God. And I know everybody looked at him and said, wait a minute. We're still in the storm. We're still in the storm. And you're smiling through it. Yeah. Church family, that's the way we are. We go on the job still smiling because our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Everywhere we walk, their peace walks in the door because we got hope in Jesus. We're not of this world. We'd be of men most miserable if this was our only hope, but we got hope in Jesus. We got a hope. We got a hope and a peace that passeth all understand it. Says, hey, why are you smiling for? Because God is good. And we're going to make it out on this. We're going to make it to the other side. Church family, be encouraged. It's going to be all right. I said, it's going to be all right. You just got to keep on hanging on to the hand, the unchanging hand of God. You just keep on hanging on to the unchangeable hand of God. Don't lean to our own understanding, but trust God in the process. Not gonna go much longer, since you can start preparing on the music. Says, hey, it's gonna be all right. Some men, he had to caution them though, because they all of a sudden started to do their own thing. They started to put down the lifeboats. And Paul said, I told them, they've gotta stay on the boat. They've got to stay in the ship, because if they get off the ship, they get off on your own, you're going to be lost. But you got to stay on. You got to stay on the boat. You got to stay on the ship. You got to stay in the church. I said, you got to stay in the church. I said, young people, hear me. You got to stay in the church. I said, you got to stay in the church. I said, you got to stay in the church. Yeah, you got to stay with God. You got to stay with the people of God. All of a sudden, things get real rocky. They said, hey, ship is about to break to pieces. Here it is. The centurion had prisoners on this boat. And he said, there's no way they're going to make it to land. He said, we might as well just kill them. We might as well kill them. And Paul said, no, I told you, everybody's going to make it. Everybody's going to make it. I'm so glad God didn't treat me as my sins deserved. I said, I'm so glad God didn't treat me as my sin deserved. But he went to Calvary and said, I'll become the sacrificial lamb. I'll take the ransom. I'll die for their sins. I'll come back to redeem mankind. He didn't kill us, but he made a way of escape. He made a way of escape for us. Here it is. They go and say, hey, we're going to make it to land. But if the ship is going to break to pieces, we're going to run aground. They break to pieces and he said, hey, if you can't swim, grab a hold of boards, grab a hold of somebody, grab a hold of somebody to get there because we're all going to make it to land. And so sure enough, as Paul had already said, everybody gets to land. Everybody gets to land. And here they are, Paul is doing what he knows to do the best, trying to help everybody out, trying to help everybody. Creates a fire. Creates a fire. Here it is, fire. Gets gathering sticks. Church family, every time we come into the house, that's what we're doing. We're creating a fire because there's a lost and dying world out there that wants to come in and be warmed and feel. Yeah, God forbid the day that we come in and there's no fire. God forbid the day that somebody wants to come in and hear the salvation message and we're not here, but not on this watch, not the people here at Apostolic Lighthouse. No, no, no. We're creating a fire. We're creating a fire that a world can be warmed and hear the wonderful news of Jesus. Here it is. He builds a fire. And out of the fire, a viper comes. Paul trying to do his best thing, trying to help, just trying to do the will of God, just trying to help. Viper jumps out of the fire, latches onto his hand. I love it because in Acts, Luke is the writer of physician. He writes this so simply. He says, viper jumps out, and Paul just shook it off into the fire. Paul just shook it off into the fire. And here's tonight, here's where we are. Some of us all week long, devils latched onto our hands, latched onto our voices, latched onto our minds to say, you're not enough. You're not enough. Oh, you messed up. Not enough. You didn't feel nothing. Sunday night, you didn't feel nothing. Nothing happened to you Sunday night. And here it is. We created a fire. And here tonight, what we're going to do in these altars is we're just going to shake them back off and say, devil, you're a liar. We're going to shake some things off to say, devil, God, we're on you. I know, God, you're on our side. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I'm still in the hand of God. I'm still going to pursue the will of God for my life. It's not over. It's not over. Let's all stand. See here, Paul. Everybody was watching him. Everybody was watching him to say, how is he going to handle this? And that's what some of y'all that had family members looked at y'all and said, how long they going to keep going to that church? How long? How long? How long? They done tried this. They done tried that. How long they going to go to that church? They just sitting back and watching the clock. I wonder if they going to keep going. They marveled at you tonight for going on a Thursday night. Looked at you and said, man, I wonder if they're going to keep on going. Wonder what God is going to do in their life. I just want to see. They looked at Paul and said, wait a minute. We know what bit him. And they've been watching your life. And they say, I know, we know what they was a part of. We know what all kind of drugs. We know the environment they was raised in. We know what his mama did. We know what his daddy did. There ain't no way he can make it out of this. And they looked at him with a viper's bite and said, there's no way he can survive this. They said, after a little time of watching him, after he shook it off, they looked at him and said, oh, there ain't no way he can survive this. There ain't no way he can survive this. But what they didn't know is that the God that Paul served, and it's the same God that I serve, he didn't stop the bite, but he stopped the venom. The God I serve didn't stop the bite, but he stopped the venom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what Marvel said. Everybody looks, I don't know. I know he had the divorce. I know the drugs that was in his life. I know what he was involved in. There ain't no way he can make it through. But here's the thing. But God. I went to church on a Thursday night and I shook some things off into the fire. The devil thought he had me, but I'm getting away. The devil thought he had me, but I've got away. I'm ending right here. I'm going to open up these altars. I'm opening up these altars right now, church. Let's all gather in. If you need whatever you need God to do in your life, somebody here needs to shake off lethargy. We need to shake off depression. You need to shake off addictions into these altars. You need to shake off whatever thing that isn't up of God. You need to shake some things off in this altar. And say, devil, no, I'm still here. After everything you threw my way, I'm still here. I'm still in the fight. I'm still in the church. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, church. Let's all gather in. Gather in. Gather in. Come on, gather in. Somebody ought to give a devil a black eye and say, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here.
I'm secure.
Come on, church, lift your voice.
Only in you I find peace.
Come on, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice.
Only in you.
Come on, church, let's gather in. Come on. Come on, there's people behind you still trying to get through. Come on. Come on, gather in, gather in, gather in as close as you can. Gather in, gather in. Come on, gather in. Say, devil, you thought you had me. But I made it to church. I made it to church. I made it to church. I made it to church on a Thursday. Come on, church, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice.
Only in you I find peace.
Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice.
Peace of God, cover me, cover me, cover me. Peace of God, cover me through the storm, cover me. Strong, cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all I understand. Secure. So cover me. Only in you I am safe. Only in you I'm secure. Only in you I find peace. So cover. Cover me when I'm not strong. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all I understand. Cover me when I am hurt. Cover me when I'm not strong. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all I understand. Only in you I am safe. blessed quietness, holy quietness. What assurance fills my soul. On the stormy seas, he speaks peace to me, and those billows cease to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance fills my soul.
Would you pray with me for these children? Lift your hands this direction and ask God to do it.
He speaks peace to me, and those billows cease to roll.
Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance fills my soul. On the stormy seas, he speaks peace to me, and those billows cease to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance fills my soul. On the stormy seas, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roll.
Oh, yes.
Blessed quietness, holy quietness,
what assurance
fills my soul. On the stormy seas,
he speaks peace to me,
he speaks peace to me,
and those billows cease to roll.
Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance fills my soul. On the stormy seas, he speaks peace to me,
and those billows
cease to roll. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance fills my soul. On the stormy seas, he speaks peace to me, and those billows cease to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness,
what assurance
fills my soul. On the stormy seas,
he speaks peace to me,
yeah,
and those billows cease to roll.
It's blessed quietness,
blessed quietness,
holy quietness,
what assurance fills my soul. On the stormy seas, he speaks peace to me, and those billows cease to roll.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, I don't want you just to say thanks. I want you to give thanks to the Lord tonight. Come on, let's give thanks to the Lord tonight. Give the Lord thanks tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, every one of us are candidate to be a good loser. Every one of us should be a good loser. Even the bottom of the bottom. But I'm thankful that the goodness of the Lord has made us victorious. You don't have to stay in the losing position when you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise tonight for his joy. Amen. Hallelujah. And many times, like brother said, God will not stop the viper, but he'll stop the venom. Amen. We're so thankful for this tonight. God bless our guests for being with us and every one of you tonight. Sunday morning, Sunday night, we'll continue our revival services. Amen. Holy Ghost service. We want you to come bring somebody with you. Amen. All
all our young people, overcomers, we're glad you're here tonight. We love every one of you. We pray it for one, every one of you. And we want to go to heaven. How, church? Yes. Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Let God have his way in your life.